from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Oh, look who's back. We're back. Hello. After a couple of weeks.
We're back.
Full show dump. Good couple of weeks off. Lovely to be back. Lovely to see you all.
Lovely to see you all.
Anyone do anything exciting that they want to talk about over the break? I know you were travelling internationally.
I did. I went to the Atacama Desert, which is where they actually record a lot of the scenes for Star Wars.
And
the Moon Valley, it's called Valle de Luna. And it's up at about 14,000 feet in the desert.
How was your breathing and stuff?
Yeah, a little bit rough, actually.
Because you're 14,000 feet, you're halfway up Everest.
Yeah, a base camp at Everest is, I think, 17,000 feet.
It's about 28,000 feet, Everest?
Everest is, 28,000 feet.
And it was a hot desert?
It was hot. Yeah, very, very hot. And humidity of 6%.
Oh my God.
So it's just dry heat.
Arid heat.
Yeah.
Do you sweat a lot?
No.
No, because the humidity's
not there. No, but you have a beer, one swig of a beer and you're pissed.
Yeah, because I suppose the oxygen level in your blood's down.
Correct.
And then all of the problems that are associated with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is fascinating. It's the town is San Pedro de Atacama, and it's a bit like the adventure town of Queenstown, but it's in the desert. So you do all these adventure things from that town.
Such as?
Tours up to the Valley of the Moon and up to the geysers, which is where all the volcanic eruptions are.
You would have spent a bit of time with the geysers.
I sure did. It was one of the highlights. The meat too. God, I love the meat.
You love the meat. Oh, yeah. Oh, you love the meat, do you?
The meat every single
big
day.
Big beef country, I'd imagine.
Yeah, big beef country. Yeah, lots of steak tartare. It's beautiful.
And a lot of barbecuing? Am I just riffing now?
No, a lot of barbecuing as well. Yeah, the food's stunning. Yeah.
What's their national dish?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Guinea pig.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Guinea pig. Mate, take a break.
Beef, maybe. It'd have to be beef.
Where was it?
Oh, chili. Now you want to Google. So you did your guinea pig gear, but now you'd like to check.
Kazula?
Kazula.
What's Kazula?
A soup made with chicken, beef, or lamb.
Yeah. I didn't have any soup.
Oh, okay.
Who
well,
would?
Then.
No, I mean, I wasn't wasting my time.
Soup.
I love soup.
I mean, honestly, soup.
I made minestrone last night, actually.
Oh, minestrone's my least favourite soup. Oh, that's the worst.
I needed some veggies, though.
Yeah.
It was great. I just needed a lot of veggies.
Soup. Look, it's just a no from me.
I love soup. I make chicken soup at least once a month.
Chicken soup's great.
Yeah.
I have Tom Yum when I go to Thai.
You didn't see any of the cazuela?
Cazuela?
No. I didn't see the national dish. In Chile? Yeah. No. I didn't see some cazuela.
Made in earthenware. Unglazed. You got glazed.
I got glazed.
Sure did. Heavily glazed. Cazuela.
Cazuela?
Yeah, up there Cazuela.
Yeah, Cazuela.
It reminds me of a peasant dish.
Oh.
Oh, right.
Which most national foods are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Look at us. Scrambled eggs. If you had to say what the dish of Australia is,
Palmer.
What would you?
A pie.
Chicken Palmer.
Palmer's not bad.
Pie is good.
Yeah.
What
Australia,
is our?
It is lamb roast, meat pie, pavlova, or Vegemite on toast.
See, lamb roast is English, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
As
a meat pie.
And a pavlova, isn't that New Zealand?
Yeah, they came up.
Gee, we really need our own dish.
Yeah.
We do. Up that. Should we do it as a phoner?
What do you?
I think we've done it before.
What's Australia's dish?
Yeah.
What do you reckon it would be?
It's a tough one. Roast is up there, definitely.
I think it'd have to be something Vegemite.
But roast is seasonal.
It is. Yes,
very much. You don't have it in summer.
No, you do not.
What about spag bol? I know it's Italian influence, but
I don't know if spag bol is our national dish.
Just because you like it. What about a spag bol? Are you ordering one, or are you telling us it's our national dish? No, it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Maybe you go like a Tim Tam Slam or something like that. You know what I mean?
Because that's unique.
Yeah.
It's got to be unique to us.
Okay. Marty was really hoping that you weren't going to agree with me because he looked at me like I was a big fat idiot. Yeah.
You've added fat.
Wow. Totally added fat and idiot.
That was unnecessary.
You
said
like this to me.
You've lost your mind.
And then Will was like, yeah, and he's like,
no, it's the only reason I was going to turn on you, and it's not because you're fat or an idiot.
Because
it's
what?
Because it's supposed to be a dish.
Yeah.
Not a snack. If I'd said what was Australia's favourite snack,
Tim Tam Slam.
What about kangaroo? Like something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're
like
the national... only country that eats our national animal
barramundi.
As well.
Yeah. We eat a lot of barramundi.
Barramundi.
Oh, no, sorry.
No, sorry, Loz. I could hear something coming from your side. But I was
fat and idiotic.
There was definitely something fat and idiotic coming from over your side of the desk. But I just wanted to say barramundi.
But I think Peruvians actually eat their llama. Is that their national animal? Because I've eaten it there.
I think it's coat of arms.
Coat of arms.
We eat the animal.
You don't eat the
coat
of arms. Yeah, right, okay.
We eat the kangaroo.
Oh, I love kangaroo.
Every time it comes up, I say, God, I should eat more kangaroo because I love it.
It's so good. The Napier Hotel do a parma with, instead of ham, they have very thinly sliced kangaroo meat.
You mentioned that before.
On top of the chicken. Yeah. It's delicious.
Still haven't had that.
What about interesting.
What about crocodile?
I've never
eaten crocodile.
I love it.
Crocodile stew.
When we did teppanyaki on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, well, that's where you would do it. Yeah. I had it at Port Douglas.
Yes.
I had it on Victoria Street, Richmond.
It's a long way from
crocodiles there, mate.
No. When we were, I had to take the kids to the airport recently and there was oysters on the menu for one of the, that's how we roll. And I said, they were like, can we have oysters? I go, not at the airport, mate, no.
Yeah, no.
No.
We'll have plenty, don't worry.
Mate, you'll have a lifetime of oysters, but not at Tullamarine.
No.
I'm not having seafood away from the water anywhere more than about 20 k's, I reckon. That's my limit.
So you're not going to have, well, 20 k's, that's...
Oh, well, you know what I mean, close enough.
Yeah, yeah. Not Tullamarine is
not,
what you mean.
No, that's not Tullamarine.
I'm not sitting out at the airport in the food court with my life pouring out of my body wondering why I had an oyster.
Because there's the airport, you can have many things and it's not going to do well.
You know what I had? What? Hungry Jack's.
And that was me.
Great effort.
No, I had it.
I had it.
I what? No, two of
you.
You
mean
Hungry Jack's?
Oh, wait, you didn't get food poisoning.
No.
Oh, I did. And that's why you told me once to not say it, and you said it, and I was like, that was me.
Oh, jeez.
Anything fat and idiotic? Ringing bells?
Well, that does sound fat and idiotic.
William, what have you got on Insta? Because we're on a timeline. We got 15 minutes to go.
Finn, hey crew, first time, long time.
Good on you, Finn.
He says, went to Seoul over the holidays.
Seoul.
And he sent through, if you weren't familiar, the airline there at Seoul.
Oh, it is AirSeoul.
AirSeoul. Are you flying AirSeoul?
AirSeoul.
Bit of international travel from Finland.
Love a bit of that. Nice. Yeah, love a bit of people, international travel.
Yeah, a lot of people have taken advantage of the school holidays.
Yes.
Rob sent through an audio message, which actually sounded pretty funny, but I've just realised because I've got a new phone.
Yeah.
GST AUX. Of course.
Does it work? We'll just play it into the new input.
Show me the new input.
They're USB-C, Marty.
Yeah, USB-C.
So it's more universal.
It looks very similar, but we can plug in like...
Yeah, we can plug out computer chargers.
What's that?
That's the same as mine.
Yeah,
it's USB-C. A C.
So the old chargers don't work on our phones now.
Yeah.
How old was your phone? Your other one?
It was an iPhone 12. Sorry, about four years.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. It's just starting to conk.
You'll notice the difference with that new camera.
Oh, mate. Extraordinary.
You won't know yourself. Yeah.
Look at that crane out there. I just took a photo of it. This is very visual for the podcast listeners.
Who cares?
Yeah. But look at the quality of the photo of that crane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very good. Oh,
that's amazing.
We're talking hundreds of metres.
Yeah.
Because I got the 15, but I only got the two camera things.
So the pros, is that the top of the line one or is there another one above it?
I could have got a bigger one,
but
this is the best. Because I was just like, if it's an extra $200, I was like, I don't want the battery to die on me again.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's the $200 I was worried about.
You've been nothing but supportive.
I paid the extra. I thought of you at the time.
Good. I'm teaching you something.
Did you buy it outright or on a plan?
Outright.
Yeah, good.
Ooh,
good idea.
Right.
I went on a plan.
No, I think it's good to buy outright.
I traded my old one in and then I got a very good deal from the lovely gentleman who helped me at JB Hi-Fi.
Mm. Oh, I did it at JB.
Yeah. Changed providers.
Yes.
As interesting as that is, I'll move on to Georgina.
Because it was interesting.
She is, I believe, the partner of the Hey Hey, the podcast, the Hey Hey, It's Saturday podcast that often messages
says,
we are in the US and here is our current POV.
Oh, my God.
And
look at this concoction of meats.
Oh, yeah.
I want to eat that. Oh, my God. Like,
is that chicken?
It's got like chorizo, peppers.
Capsicum, they call them peppers.
I would eat that now. Have they got what are
margaritas?
Those margaritas
in a tall glass, though. I'm not a fan of that.
Oh,
prawns on the side. Holy, holy hell!
Holy.
Are they in Venice Beach or something? Where is that?
Let me check with Hey Hey the podcast. I don't have their location based. Oh no.
Look, that guy's wearing Birks and socks. He's a German tourist, and his mate's wearing those like reef sandals, like he's about to go fishing.
Yeah.
God, I hate those shoes.
Hey Hey says, hey, Super Shag is in the bung-eyed Wonder Woman. Whilst you have been...
Thanks.
I assume that's Lauren. They are in South Beach, Miami.
Oh, I was just about to say that.
And they said it would be your favourite place on Earth, Troy, because as we can see here, it's also known as the Papi District.
Papi District, I've been there a couple of times, actually. It is.
That looks like fun.
It does.
And that meal looks extraordinary.
I know. Yeah. I just love meat like that.
So do I. I just love meat.
Same. I love meat.
This is fun.
I met someone recently who was a vegan for 6 years and came back. And I said, I knew you'd be back. And welcome back.
Yeah. Oh, always welcome back. Pleasure. A friend of mine.
Door's always open.
A friend of mine became a vegan a few years ago when he started dating a vegan. And then they traveled. They just did this like year-long round-the-world travel thing. And he was like, we just had to eat meat because also part of the reason you travel is to enjoy the food.
Oh, totally.
And that food that's enjoyed is always going to be meat-based. Yeah. And they enjoyed it and they've come back. And now they're pescatarian.
Here's something for you. Vegans in relationships manipulate, dominate and power play their partners and make them be vegans. They're very manipulative people.
Manipulative
people.
They're very, very manipulative.
Mm.
It's a real control thing for vegans.
They just think it's educational.
No.
Oh, I've no issue with vegans doing
it. Yeah, well, you enjoy what you want.
I just don't want vegans to throw blood on me and things like that.
Vegans.
You can do what you want. That's fine. I'm very supportive.
They've shifted away from what is the core of civilization, which is to be the top of the food chain and to eat meat. And when you move into spinach and mushrooms and that kind of carry-on, well, then you get what you deserve. Anemic, autoimmune issues that will cripple you in your older age because you wouldn't drink milk and put any calcium in your bones. Mm-hmm. You're a pack of...
One.
There you go. There's a note.
12 did you... Count. Oh, I forget what I was going to say.
And I'm... can I also add?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, so I don't know if some of that's true.
Right.
It's a good TNC. Asterisks.
When you read those stories about people that feed their dogs vegan diets because they're a vegan, I'm like, what are you doing?
It's a dog. It needs to eat meat.
Mate, that's what they are.
Yeah.
Don't have a dog then if you can't feed it meat, if you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Don't have a dog.
Yeah, that dog wants meat.
Yeah, that dog wants meat. Sure. That dog wants meat.
Nick is someone who had a photo with you over the break, Marty.
Ooh.
And this is at the lame duck.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Do you remember meeting Nick?
Have a look at him.
Jesus, he listens to our show?
Jesus, he is stunning.
Hello, Nick.
Very good looking man.
Marty, you look like...
You're having fun, Marty.
I'm growing my beard out.
That's a great photo of you as well.
Look who's left of screen as well.
That's Save.
It is Save.
Is that real?
Was this after the lunch?
I don't think that is Zave. I know he's your husband, but I think it just looks a lot like Zave.
What do you mean? It's Zave.
No, we were there that night. That was your karaoke night.
Sorry, I didn't.
He is a stunning man, though, is he not?
He very much is.
I feel like I met him, but I can't.
I did meet someone else that night.
Mm. He looks sharp.
Yeah.
Nick
in the yellow glasses.
I think he's dyslexic.
Hmm?
They're dyslexic glasses. I don't think so. I think they're using like Anastasia glasses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because he kept calling me Tamray.
That's so sweet.
little dyslexic joke. Keep calling me Tamray.
You're Marty Glishon?
Yeah.
Lovely to meet you, Vince.
This was after the lunch that I missed out on.
After the lunch you missed out on, we all went to karaoke. I'm surprised, Marty, you didn't have a sing.
What time was this?
Oh boy.
I'm not.
You were very well behaved that night.
Oh, I was, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I even messaged you to make sure my behaviour was okay.
Yeah,
and it was.
I had a bit of anxiety, but you were absolutely fine. Will sang. Oh. He sang Arctic Monkeys.
Did you really?
I sang two songs.
But you wouldn't have known what song Will sang.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, I was a good singer. You're a great singer.
Stop making the eyes with me. Stop me. Yeah. Thank you, Lamb Doc.
Nice.
Don't love that.
We have a Bung Eyed Bandit nominee.
Please.
This is sent in from Hudson, who says, we have a bandit on the loose, and it is an A-League striker for Perth Glory called Daniel Benny.
Daniel.
First photo's okay.
I can't see too much bun there.
Oh,
yeah, it's when you make him turn his head, one of his eyes.
Which I think that's what's happened with me a little bit. Like when I
No.
It's only when you're tired.
It is. And I asked the optometrist. She said it's not bung. It's that one of my eye's sockets is bigger.
It's just an illusion.
Well, as he turns his head, it's like one of his eyes is really nervous about what's coming around the corner.
Yes.
And just checking. But no, it's still good. What is around the corner? Okay, take your photo quickly.
Right over here.
Coming around the corner.
How old is that man?
I feel bad that I named him. He'll be fine.
Of course he will. He knows what his eyes are like.
Jody, little lawn peon from our Regent's Park canal walk in the UK.
Nice. I live in Regent's Park.
International as a kid. Lawn peon.
Regent's Park.
Oh, wow. Oh, my
God. Look at that lawn.
Have you ever seen a lawn so green?
No, but I recognise that architecture. It surrounds the whole park.
Does it really?
Well, we were in the international student housing, which was all behind Baker Street.
Yeah.
And then immediately behind us was Regent's Park.
Wow. That is stunning.
And that, beautiful part of the world.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Unfortunately, it's in England. You know who I who I walked around with.
I know Oriel. Yeah.
So we have plane landed, whatever it was. Couldn't check in till some ridiculous time.
2 o'clock.
Because the world's gone mad.
Yeah.
And cleaners just won't clean.
Yes. And there's also people in the room until midday. The room probably you're entering.
But anyway, look, it's talent turns up. The room should be ready.
Yes.
Talent.
Well, what they should have done was book
you. They were
there
for a royal wedding,
so
it would have been very busy.
That's what they should have done. That's what I did on this trip.
So
that's clever.
Yeah.
So Oriel and I then went for a wander around because I'd spent 12 months there as a kid.
Yeah.
So we went for literally in that part of London where we were staying. And so I got to go back through the old primary school. And
nice.
I was arrested. I didn't have pants on at the time.
Thank you, John.
Good horn.
Good horn work.
Stick around, I got a million of them.
Yeah.
Who's Oriel?
Oriel used to work with Lozidol.
Digital.
Yeah, she's lovely. Right. She is a lovely
lady. She is lovely. She's still there. She's still at Nova.
Still there?
Yeah.
Wow. How unadventurous.
Unadventurous?
Unadventurous.
Yeah, she's, but you know, she's she's great.
Because if I don't know Oriel, I don't think the audience will. I was just concerned for them.
Nah. It's the only Oriel I've ever met.
Yeah,
people call her Canberra girl. Oriel.
Is she?
Yeah.
Narrabundah College.
Beautiful name. I've never heard.
It's a
of
lovely
another.
Name.
It's lovely.
Yeah,
she's a lovely woman.
Have
she really
seen
is.
Her
a partner on the other half.
On the other half.
He's. I actually haven't met him. He's an artist.
Bullshit artist.
Anything else, William? Because we've got about 4 minutes.
Her mother.
Yeah.
No.
She's a very attractive woman.
I'm not surprised because Oriel's attractive.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we need to save that 4 minutes for the back end.
Yes, we do.
Let's wrap it up.
All right, let's get into it. The full show dump from Triple M. Get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Back for your Monday morning after the weekend and back after a couple of weeks break, Marty. How
are
you?
We are back live.
Yes.
Never felt better.
Excellent.
How was
South America?
South America.
Excellent.
I was going to say Argentina, but it wasn't Argentina.
No, it was Chile and Brazil.
How was it?
It was excellent. I loved every second. So different. Very different.
Did you go to Rio?
I did go to Rio. That was my first trip. That was the relaxing part. And then last week was a lot of hiking and travelling and up in the mountains.
You should
and
have
all
flipped
that sort
them.
Of stuff. I should have done
we
that.
We had
well,
that
exactly.
conversation. Yeah. Do you flip it?
Yeah.
Or do you have a little break straight after work?
Oh, that's true.
It's a tough decision. Awful decision to have to make.
Oh, it's a terrible decision to have to decide which way to spend your time in that part of the world.
It's my first cold I've had in 5 years, though. I've had it for a week. And I think it's just from moving around and nine flights and being around people coughing.
Oh, it'd be the others.
Yeah, nothing to do with me.
Not you.
No, but you're right. It'd be plane related.
All of that sort of stuff.
Planes are just a sort of cocoon of
they're great.
Just foul filth.
15 hours of people just coughing their lungs up next to you.
And being angry for some reason. Why are people always angry on planes?
Because they're sitting down the back, Marty. Not like you.
But even so, haven't you got something to look forward to at the other end?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you're going home.
Yeah, going home.
Maybe you're a bit angry about going back to work.
Mm. What did you get up to, Loz?
Kept it pretty quiet. We had a nice little getaway in the middle weekend. My everything sounds off in here.
Don't worry. No one else can hear it except you.
Okay.
You went to Marysville, didn't you?
Yeah, just outside Marysville, which was, I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Beautiful part of Victoria.
Your Insta.
Burnt down.
Yeah. I used to go to a guest house there, which they lost in the fires.
Yeah. It was really nice.
It's nice.
It was cozy.
Isn't
it? It rained the whole time. We had the fire going.
Beautiful.
It's different now, Marysville, though.
It is. And you know what? I thought I was like, everything now is so new. Mm. Like the charm.
Mm. Yeah.
It's really, it's still really sad, but. Yeah.
It'll weather in.
It will.
It's amazing how badly scarred the hillsides still are around it.
Yeah, years later.
Mate, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
How long ago was that? 2008?
2009.
I think it was. Yeah, 15 years.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What'd you do, William?
I was in Adelaide for Gather Round.
How was it?
Yeah. Really fun.
Roo boys look good.
Looked really good out at Norwood.
Yeah.
No, it was great. I highly recommend anyone if they get the chance to go for that weekend.
Did we look like a team that should play more often at Norwood?
Northport, yeah. You suited Norwood.
Yeah.
Northwood, I think they should go.
We've got a real Norwood vibe about us. We just feel a little suburban at the moment.
Unfortunately.
It feels like someone like Barry Hall, you could give him 10 grand and he'd come and play with us. We're one
of, he'd help too.
Like he did out at the Basin. Maybe Daisy Thomas comes back in for a weekend for Carlton Draft.
We'll pitch it to him. But Adelaide's great. You're an Adelaide fan.
Yeah. I love Adelaide in the hills. Harndorf.
Wineries.
It's a shame our old friend Matthew isn't here. He's a huge fan of Harndorf.
Yeah.
Totally. Anywhere you can get a stein.
Yeah. How was your break, Marty?
It's my business, mate.
That was going to be the response.
Not my favourite.
Clunky.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're rusty.
Yeah, we've been off for a couple of weeks.
Go easy on yourself, mate.
That's right.
First day back and all.
We've got the rest of the week to fix things up.
How's your toast, Marty?
Toast is good.
Get the Toyota...
Big claggy in my mouth, I'm not going to lie.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Coming in at number one, a security guard, the daughter of a businessman, a new mum and a mother of two are among the victims of Saturday's horrific stabbing attack at Westfield Bondi Junction. Where used to our building used to be there?
That's right. It was up on the top floor, one of those top floors there.
Pikria Dashia, 55, became the fifth victim to be publicly identified last night. Five of the six people confirmed killed by Queensland man Joel. How are we saying his name?
Couchy, maybe.
And 17 people were stabbed, 14 women.
It's just such an awful, awful
story. Terrible story. And unbelievably, I completely missed it because I didn't, you know, I was working and...
Yes.
And I didn't have a TV on.
Yeah.
Missed the news cycle.
I missed the whole news cycle. Yeah. So I missed all the bit that it would have been about terrorism. Mm.
Yeah.
I missed all of that stuff until it just it ends up being a man with massive mental health issues.
Yeah.
It's an awful story.
That's a horrendous story.
The baby is...
And
now without a mother as well.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just an absolute balls up. There's so many broader issues around things like this.
Yeah.
Thank God he was stopped before he could do any more.
That policewoman, I think she did an extraordinary job.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
And, you know, raise a lot of issues across a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as time unfolds, they'll all be unpacked.
Mm.
But it's a terrible, terrible, terrible story for the people involved.
Yeah.
Two, the longtime lawyer for O.J. Simpson. Jeez, I'm going to have to get a lot better.
Yeah, a couple,
couple of early ones.
Okay. It's early Monday morning.
I feel
it's
like North's backline. Just warming into it.
Okay.
Leaking.
Just leaking words.
A lot to get through.
The longtime lawyer for O.J. Simpson has vowed to prevent any money from his late client's estate being passed to the families of murder victims Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown. When Simpson died on Wednesday, he still owed the victims' families more than $100 million.
Well, is that in, damages?
I suppose. And they were never going to get it. Remember, he was in hotel rooms in Vegas doing memorabilia deals. And
that's right.
He'd been
cheeky. The money had gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what it would have cost to finance the court case in itself would have cleaned him out.
Tens of millions.
God, that went forever, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Massive story.
Huge.
And then the police chase in the Ford Bronco.
Yeah.
Where it was like 20 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, it was one of those first TV kind of news, 20 crosses.
And he was laying down in the back seat.
Yeah.
Coming in at 3, Iran has launched an attack against Israel using hundreds of suicide drones, prompting a major response from Western military stationed in the region. It's all going well.
Oh, my God, it's so frightening.
It has elevated over the weekend there.
It's all going well in that part of the world, isn't it?
It's awful.
They tend to get along, don't they? They just put their heads together and find a good solution.
Yeah.
Lots of problems.
Hey, are you ducking down to the pro-Palestine march today?
I hear there's a big one.
Yeah, if I had time, I would, but I'm flat stick. I'm doing the pro-Israeli one. That's the only one I could fit in. If I've got time.
Okay, well, you don't.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here producer has expressed concerns about host Robert Irwin's decision to bring his mother, Terry, on set.
What? Why?
The anonymous producer has admitted that Terry's presence is a little creepy, saying it's giving bringing your mum to school camp vibes.
I'm not surprised by this at all.
Why is Terry there?
Stay home.
Yeah.
And is she there just like off camera and we can't see her?
Oh, no.
Smile, Bob. Yeah. Smile.
Robert,
again.
You need to smile more.
Oh, no, Terry. Michael Jordan's game-worn sneakers from the 96 finals sold for $482,000.
Fair enough.
The Wilson car park on Queen Street has officially been named the worst place in Melbourne.
Really?
With the lowest star rating on Google reviews. It's got a rating of 1.2 stars.
Deserved.
Oh.
The Wilson car park on Queen Street.
I'm not going to defend it.
No.
I wish I owned it.
Top 6 at 6. Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
When it's in a three-way.
Good prize this week. Couple hundred bucks to spend at Superdry. Superdry's new season puffers have just launched. How good is this?
Let's get them up online and have a look at it. The puffers.
There is nothing more iconic. You can shop in store or online. Check out superdry.com.au to get your new forever jacket.
You don't mind a bit of Superdry every now and then.
I love Superdry. I've got a couple of hoodies.
Yeah.
A couple of Superdry hoodies.
Oh, I like this puffer.
I love
it. Great brand. It's very cool.
I've had those hoodies for years as well. They last forever.
The puffers look good.
I like the yellow.
Oh yeah.
Oh, these are fun.
It's almost a mustard that yellow.
Yeah.
$200 to spend.
And Melbourne is the home of puffers.
It really is.
Getting into puffer
Melbourne
weather now.
And New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're gonna wear a puffer. Oh, I love full length puffers.
Oh yeah.
Need those at the footy laws.
Yeah, yep.
I don't know how practical they are if you're trying to sit in them.
Yeah, I don't know about a full length. They're feminine.
I have two. Yeah, you guys shouldn't be wearing full length.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not ready for a full length.
No. That's
Troye
Sivan's
thing. Not ready for a full length puffer.
Troye Sivan would rock a full length puffer.
Buzzcut season, my friends.
You should try it.
Maybe I will.
Clint and Dean with us, Marty.
Hello, Clint.
G'day, Marty. How are you, buddy?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. G'day, team.
G'day, Clint.
How's life, mate?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad. I coached my first under-9 footy game yesterday and we got pumped. We had a good time.
Don't buy into the emotion of it.
Don't let it hurt you through the week.
What do you say to 9-year-olds when they're getting pumped? What's the angle?
We're here to have fun, boys.
Yeah, we're here to have fun. You can still have a cheeseburger on the way home. Everyone relax.
Of course.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of under-9 footy. There's always next week.
Remember when McDonald's attached food prizes to being the best player in junior sport? Where have those days gone?
Yeah. I won heaps of them.
Oh, so did I.
Well, I mean, I watch too many fat kids these days, Marty.
Yeah, I know. And there really are. Fat kids are an issue and they're going to suck the life out of us as they continue to age.
But it's the parents.
Lean into the public health system of
we
which I am single-handedly supporting with my tax. Fat kids, have a think.
Have a think.
Have a think, fat kids.
Clint,
have a think.
You say that you coach the under-9s. When do you start scoring?
I've got no idea, mate. I think it's under 11 they start scoring, right. But we're just playing on a small field at the moment. Mm. Yeah, I know.
Oh, but that's just, yeah. They know who's winning and losing.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they do.
We need to know so we can scream at them to do better.
No. Well, not only that. The problem is everyone's a winner these days. No one's a loser.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No one can be bored and no one can lose.
Yeah. That's not teaching you life skills, Clint.
Yeah. No, 100%. Although you got to lose sometimes.
Clint's son may hear his dad go on radio and say, my boy's got pumped yesterday.
Well, that's all right. He needs to hear it.
That's it.
Yeah. I told him anyway last night.
Yeah, and say so you should have just before he fell asleep.
Yeah.
You got pumped.
You gotta be better, son.
Just said, mate, well, get him in his room, tell him he got pumped and to have a think about it. And no doona for you tonight. It's just a sheep.
Tough love.
Tough love, mate. Yeah. Dean.
G'day.
How are you, mate?
Hi, Dean.
Yeah, good, good.
How was your weekend, Dean? Anything exciting?
Nah, nothing at all.
Yeah.
Quiet one.
Yeah, quiet one. Turn home, watch the footy. That's about it.
Who's your team, Dean?
Bombers.
Had a good win.
Absolutely. Great win.
Nice.
And you have a couple of beers or are you sober?
Yeah, a couple of beers, a couple of gummies.
Well, why not?
Right, okay.
Good for you. All right, Clint V. Dean, here we go. Tell me what these three things have in common. Great prize. You got the Superdry voucher.
$200 worth.
Get in there. Get whatever you want.
Yeah, check it out online, superdry.com.au.
To the value of $200.
$200, of course.
You can't have whatever you want because there'll be stuff in there that's more than $200.
You can add a couple of extra bucks to that $200 voucher.
Exactly. Curveball question. Name as your buzzer, gents. Here we go. Best of three. Question one. Stars. One Day More. I Dreamed a Dream.
No.
I'm just going to buzz it out. Wow.
Songs from Les Miserables.
You sound like theatre fans.
You did sound like musical guys, I'm not going to lie. Question two, here we go. Curry, McFarlane, Rogan.
Clint. Joe?
Dean?
Seth.
Yes, famous Seth. Well done, Dean. You're on the board. Can win it here. You need this, Clint, to go to a tiebreak. Otherwise, Dean's going down to Superdry to grab himself a papa.
Drama.
Question three. Henley Beach, Glenelg, Norwood.
Clint. Adelaide Summit.
You could have scripted it.
Yeah, good.
First one back after 2 weeks off. We're going to the tiebreak.
This is not a rusty start at all.
Mate, I don't do rusty stuff.
I know.
I do rusty nails. I do the dirty sand, yes.
So I've heard.
I've done a couple of rusty sheriff's bags. Couple of balloon knots in there.
Would you go for a chocolate starfish?
Absolutely.
Not on a Monday.
Oh, John. Tiebreaker. Here we go. Keep it down, Mr. Gacy. Clint V. Dean, we need a winner. Tiebreaker. Edward Cullen. Count Von Count. Dracula.
Dean.
Vampires.
Yeah! Dean, well done, buddy. You're our winner this morning. Clint, you want to come back for another crack tomorrow?
Yeah, why not, boy?
Yeah, why not?
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
April the 15th today, Marty,
great
from this
day.
Yeah.
Great day.
Middle of the month.
Sounds good.
Number one song in Australia, 2005. Our friend Anthony Kalia.
You said it right.
Yeah. With Rain.
I remember this.
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2005.
This is just on 20 years old.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
So was this his idol song?
No.
This was just
The Prayer was his song. That's right. Yeah,
this is one of his early ones.
Did he write it? See if it was one of his.
I doubt it.
I remember there's a female love interest in the video clip.
I wouldn't have thought so. With Anthony.
Well, exactly right.
I mean, I just wouldn't have thought
Songwriters.
So.
Andreas Romdeha. No, he didn't write any of it. None of
oh, really? So he's just singing it. Yeah, yeah, I thought he might have. Real talent.
Great singer.
He's a great talent.
In
what way?
In singing.
He's a great singer.
He's a clothes horse.
He's a singer.
And a tiny one at that.
When he sang the prayer on Idol,
he's more of a clothes Shetland pony.
That's so unfair.
Tiny little fella.
Pavarotti didn't write Nessun Dorma.
Doesn't matter, mate.
Yeah, people.
Anthony Kalia is no Pavarotti, I can tell you that.
But he can sing.
Nah, sure can.
I saw him in Wicked. He played a munchkin.
Of course he did. We couldn't play the tall parts.
Pavarotti could eat Anthony Kalia.
And regularly. I'm joking. I really like Anthony.
I know.
He's a fun kid.
Lovely man.
Tiny kid. 1817, on this day, the first American school for the deaf opens. There's no point telling them now.
Still open. And in the naked light I saw
10,000 people, maybe more. Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes.
I'm not going to offend the deaf by saying what I was about to say.
Okay, good.
Well, that's good.
Hey.
But I'm going to say something else.
What are you going to say?
The same thing. Deaf people.
What about
what
them?
What?
I know.
All right.
It's our first day back. Let's...
My experience has been occasionally they can be cranky.
Right.
Well, you would be too if you couldn't hear.
I didn't say any of that. You said that. Gotcha, buddy. I set the track.
You fell for it.
I've never met a cranky deaf person.
Haven't you?
Nope.
Remember the dude that was signing and didn't know sign language.
He was just doing
that Nelson Mandela's.
I mean, I don't find that sort of stuff funny.
Oh no.
See, how did he even get to that position? Oh, yeah, I can sign.
See, I'm the opposite. I think that was really funny.
I just don't know how a bloke has a set of nuts on him that size where he goes, I'll do the signing.
I'll do it. I know.
Yeah, all right, Phil's going to do it.
Yeah.
How far into it do you reckon that they knew he couldn't sign?
Yeah.
Was it his funeral?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I think it was.
Was it his funeral? It may have
been memorial, his... yeah.
Oh, no, that's a big gig to pretend you can sign it.
I know.
Yeah. There he is. Just making stuff up.
What was he thinking?
It well, reeks of that guy who went into the job interview and thought that he was like, he was on the news.
Interview. No, he was just emoting more than signing.
Right.
And sometimes you can get your message across. I mean, I don't know that because I'm not familiar with Auslan, but...
Mm.
You know, anyway. 1865, Abraham Lincoln dies 9 hours after he's shot by John Wilkes Booth. I'm just watching this bloke signing. He's done the same thing
it's
about
the same
eight
action.
Times. He looks so nervous. Just walk off.
Just leave. Do you reckon someone said to him, right, you do the signing. He's like, what? I don't do signing. Do the signing, Nelson's memorial, you idiot.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
He gets his pinky and his thumb to his chest in a way.
All the time. And then
did you see the guy in the background cleaning his glasses? He made more sense.
At least you knew what he was doing.
And then he looks around like, yeah.
Yeah, got this. On this day, 1912, the Titanic sinks.
Oh, no. In the middle of the night too, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, 2 a.m. or something.
So, yeah.
The interesting thing is, with the loss of lives believed to be between 1,490 and 1,635.
Mm, big range.
It's a big range, isn't it?
Mm.
Who had the passenger manifest?
Someone must have. Any cabin crew?
Yes. I couldn't count.
Yeah.
It was like that awful dive boat, remember, up on the reef that...
Oh, that's right, and they left two people out.
That just didn't.
That's horrendous.
No one was.
They didn't count.
Ticking them off.
No. Yeah.
Because you've got hungover 22-year-old backpackers.
Yeah.
Very standing there going, I'm trying not to vomit in my own hat. Yeah, they're all here.
Yeah.
Got to do a head count.
Does everyone have their partner? And then.
And the two people that had a partner. Yeah. Well, that doesn't work.
No, that doesn't work.
No.
1941, the first helicopter flight for an hour's duration.
Get to the chopper!
No. I don't want to ever get to a chopper.
I don't want to be the first guy in a chopper.
No.
1955, Ray Kroc opens his first McDonald's restaurant in Des Plaines, Illinois.
De Plain.
De Plain.
Well, thank you, Ray.
De Plain. De Plain.
But I don't believe that's the first one because he inherited it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, from the McDonald's brothers or something. Have you seen The Founder with Michael Keaton?
Yeah, I've watched it.
Yeah.
No.
I can't remember the story.
Well, Keaton was the one that diddled them out of all of the earnings.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a bit stiffed.
Yeah, totally stiffed.
The McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
1983, Tokyo Disneyland opens. I've been there. It's fun.
I didn't think it was that old.
It doesn't look that old. I suppose they zhuzh it up every now and then. When I got there and realised there was a hotel like about 50 metres from the gate, I was like, why aren't we staying there?
That would have been a lot easier.
So much easier.
Yeah.
I'm on trains and tapping.
Tokyo's a big city.
Tapping Mikey cards. I'm like, well, this all sucks balls.
And I've got to stay there.
And I'm looking at blokes on their balcony. I'm like, oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, that's...
Could have had a Bloody Mary and
that
headed
is
in.
Annoying.
When I was there, there was scaffolding all over the big castle.
That's not what you want.
Takes away the Disney magic.
Is it as impressive as the one, the original in Anaheim?
The original in Anaheim is very nostalgic.
Yeah. I didn't find it that impressive, the Anaheim Disneyland.
That is old.
Yeah.
I don't even know when they built that one.
No.
I'm sure it'll come up on this
day. Yes. Well, let's not Google.
Good tease.
No.
2019, the Paris Cathedral, Notre Dame catches fire. And then, of course, the French ask us if we'll chip in some money for it, appropriately said, shove it up your ass, you pack of Frenchies.
The French or the Catholic Church?
I think
it was the government of France at the time.
We need some help.
Doing a GoFundMe.
Yeah. Apparently it's going to take like 40 or 50 years to repair it.
Oh, it didn't.
Still.
But also, this is classic French behaviour. You want to smoke and have mistresses. Someone has a cigarette, flicks it into the roof of Notre Dame. You get what you deserve.
Mistress got to do
it. It's a cultural thing, mate. Don't make me explain the French to you. I'm in enough trouble with the Jewish people.
Oh, my...
2022, Coachella Valley Music Festival returns after a two-year hiatus with your man, Harry Styles.
Yes. Yeah, it's been on this weekend as well,
yes,
Coachella.
Yes, No Doubt.
Yes.
I would have loved to have seen No Doubt at Coachella. Oh, my God, Harry.
Seth Rogen's turning 42. Emma Watson's turning 34.
Only 34.
She's a baby. And Leonardo da Vinci would have been 572.
Happy birthday. It's on this day for April the 15th. What's on the back page? Max Gorn is coming up soon. He's going to be with us after 7 o'clock. But right now, sporting news time. Back page. William, what's happening?
Thank you, Troy, because Big Maxi Gorn, who is in career best form,
which
is a high bar.
Even in the losing side over the weekend, he was on fire.
Yeah, he was comfortably their best. He joins us soon, so we won't go into too much footy detail. But Sunday's results, we had Geelong knocking off North Melbourne by 75 points down at the Cattery.
I reckon we looked good.
That is 12 straight for the Cats against North. Going back to 2016.
Well, that's what happens if we all have to go down to Geelong to play football.
It is worth noting that North Melbourne's draw has been ridiculously tough for the second worst team coming into the competition.
It's the AFL sabotaging us, and nothing's ever changed. All the way back to Carrara to today.
Yeah. For a young side.
Mate, they hate us. They always have.
Trying to build confidence, and you face three prelim finalists, and then you have to go to Geelong in the first five.
Don't talk to me about it. I'm going to vomit.
I think it's unnecessarily brutal. But Harry Sheasel, the only player to record 30-plus disposals in every game this year.
God, he's good.
But Geelong, they just keep humming. They join the Giants.
Mind you, there's a lot of ball heading down Harry's way. If he wasn't getting 30, you'd be worried.
Yeah. The Giants joined Geelong as the only undefeated side of the competition, and they rested Tom Hawkins, Patrick Dangerfield, they held back, so they're in really good touch, the Cats.
What, they rested a couple of blokes against us? Are they mad?
The Eagles got off the board.
I can't believe this.
So they are now 1-4 after defeating Richmond, 109-70.
Gee, they really pumped them.
Pumped them. Jake Waterman, 6 goals. Elliot Yeo turned the clock back with his 27 touches and 15 clearances and 2 goals himself. So nice game for Elliot Yeo. Harley Reid once again putting his foot down, announcing himself as a young star of the competition. He is incredibly good.
They'd
Harley
be
Reid.
Extending Simpson's contract now, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I don't know where they're at with Simpson. I think they're happy for him to see through this rebuild and then See what Simpson's interested in doing.
Well, getting out of West Coast, I would have thought.
Golf. Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know what is happening in the Masters...
Turn your radios down now.
We are getting to the pointy end, the final five or six holes. And currently, as it stands, Scott Scheffler is the leader on 8-under, and he is currently the only player on 8-under. Following him, Max Homa on 7-under, and Ludvig Åberg, the Swede, is also on 7-under. As far as the
Aussies
go...
Okay, radio's up.
Yes.
Scheffler's 8-under after 9 holes.
Cam Smith is 2-under, so it looks like he's got a bit too much work to do, and I think that might be his day. Tiger Woods also disappointing after making a record 24th consecutive cut at Masters.
That is unbelievable.
He had a shocking collapse yesterday in the third round. The worst 9 holes of his career in his 99 rounds at Augusta.
Wow.
He went... bogey, double bogey, double bogey, bogey for a front nine, 42.
Oh, that's over. When you pick it up and go and have a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. To just sit down and have a nice hot cocoa.
He needs to get a beer into him.
Yeah.
He should take Valium or Xanax if he's into that sort of stuff.
Yeah. He's kind of trudging if he's around into it, the course. Right. He looks haggard.
Because he flipped a car doing about 400k an hour. He's out of control.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we know the whole Tiger story, and I'm not talking about the rimming and all of that stuff.
Oh. Yeah, his putting. Yeah.
If there's a bloke who can rim it in and out, Tiger's your guy.
Rimming into
the cup.
Yep,
good. Right.
Tennis news. Novak Djokovic nightmare calendar year has continued. He remains number one, but he's yet to make a final now from four events over the weekend. The Monte Carlo Masters was the one that he was knocked out of by Casper Ruud.
Good.
And he blew up at a visibly drunk fan that was behind him heckling.
Apologies for the language.
Yeah, apologies for the language. Shut the F.
Tennis players are so sensitive about crowd noise, aren't they?
Yeah, but this guy looked like he was a bit of a pest.
Yeah, but then the tennis players are pests.
Yeah. Well, you'll like this.
You should be allowed to chat, mingle, have a drink, and see how good tennis players are then.
Our mate Stefano Tsitsipas, who was going to build Tsitsipas Academy here.
Oh, yeah, he was going to build schools for us, remember?
That's right.
And then he didn't win.
He's eventually won the Monte Carlo Masters for the third time, and then post-match he was trying to sign the camera lens, and he couldn't quite remember what he wanted to write, so he's gone over to his team, and here's what he said.
What's the quote? What's the quote? Fate is... What's the quote?
Fate favors... Not the fearless, or loves the fearless.
What?
Oh, my God.
And then he signs, Fate favours the fearless Stefano Tsitsipas.
Oh, my God. So stage managed, isn't it?
That's
tennis. That's tennis players for you. They are absolute peanuts.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Spin it, DJ.
All right, back after a couple of weeks off. I got another $10,000 to give away here before Max Gorn joins us. Marty?
Yes, we do.
Next, Brendan in Bayswater.
Hello, Brendan. How are you going, mate?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Wonderful. How's Bayswater this morning?
Just the same as every other day, mate.
Yeah, it's Bayswater, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's no holiday destination.
Geez, I didn't know where you were going with that, but you got there. Well done.
It sounds like it should be, though. Bayswater. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds so beautiful.
Bayswater.
They make it sound delightful, but it's really just... It's just not really that.
If you had a cherry picker, you could almost see the bay probably
from
as
there.
The crow flies.
It's probably
maybe
30Ks,
40Ks.
Yeah.
South.
Yeah.
Anyway, see how you go.
Yeah.
Brendan, what do you do for a living?
I'm a business development manager.
Okay. Is that with a particular business?
Yep, with a fire company.
Right.
Fire company.
What sort of fire-related activities do they get involved in?
So fire alarms and sprinklers and...
Blankets
and extinguishers and hydrants.
And sales, mate.
There. Correct.
I made the mistake of pulling my fire blanket out that was under the sink once. I can't get it back in.
Oh, right.
Because it has its little satchel, and I thought, let's have a look at this fire.
Like a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I pulled it out,
and just stuffed it back in.
Can't you just fold it up, pop it under the sink? Does it need to be in its little bag?
I just pushed it in.
Yeah.
You know, like that. The way that you would shove a sleeping bag into a sleeping bag holder.
You're never rolling up a sleeping bag and putting it back in that bag.
And also, I'm never putting a fire out in the kitchen. And the insurance people know why.
You had an issue in the kitchen.
You caught fire recently.
Yeah, when you're making pans.
I did too. I caught on fire.
Yes.
The sleeve of my dressing gown. It was creeping up my arm like a magician in Rundle Street Mall. It was like, whoa.
How did you put it out again?
I took my dressing gown off.
Yeah, right. Threw it in the pool.
No panic. Yeah. Just very calmly took it off and stood on it.
Did the kids give you any reaction?
No, they were in their rooms on their phones.
Oh, good.
Where all good kids are. Get the fire blanket. It's stuffed up in the thing. It's not that one. Brendan.
Yes.
Who's your favourite band?
It's a very good question. Who my favourite band is?
One of your top five.
Probably
ACDC. Ah,
ACDC.
We got there.
We got there.
You surprised me.
Ironically, they're about to win our countdown too.
For the 455th time.
Yeah.
Oh, Brendan, don't be like that.
No, but he's right. We're playing some new music today, Brendan. Obviously, I'm joking. I'm handing you over to Troy, mate, the king of steam greens, Mr. Bok Choy himself, 2017 Peninsula Hall of Famer. Ladies and gentlemen, please make him feel welcome to the band.
Thank you, Marty. All right, song number one, Brendan, ready for a title and artist is what we're looking for.
Very good.
Ready to go?
Ready as I ever be. No idea.
Really?
Shut up, Troy.
Incubus.
Really?
I'm glad I put so much time into Brendan when I could have been talking to Mac.
It was Incubus, yeah.
Incubus, this one, dry.
Brendan.
Get rid of it. Hey, Brendan, have a great day. Thanks for trying.
Max on motion. No! What about that from Max?
Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the duplex.
Oh, Max.
Max Gordon comes from nowhere. Barrels him in a tackle.
Number 11, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Max Gordon.
Here he is, Marty.
That's it.
Thanks for having me. Welcome back.
Welcome back to you. Yeah. Last time we saw you, you were just about to head off to Adelaide, I think.
Actually, sorry, we can't call it Adelaide, yeah. They don't like city of churches, do they?
No.
And they don't like Radelaide.
No.
Radelaide's fun. They should keep Radelaide.
Why do they like Radelaide?
And I don't know. When they say that, more people are just going to call them Radelaide.
The South Australian Tourist Commission came out and said, please, for Gather Around Media, don't call it Radelaide or the city of churches.
What do they want?
Adelaide.
Boring.
Radelaide, I reckon, would have got a bit of momentum when the V8s and the F1s used to be there.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense.
Because the V8s stayed there for years.
Long time.
After the F1s.
Are they still there?
I think they are. Yeah.
The Clipsal.
It's a great event. It's got that massive right-hand turn that they end up doing about 250 on.
I had a lunch the day after our last game with the Premier. He's an impressive guy. And he was talking about the Clipsal and the Tour Down Under and all the events they have. They go for the cheaper events and just nail it.
Good city.
Yeah.
I saw him do the handball competition on the footy show.
Was he impressive
in
that?
He was very good.
Yeah, right.
I'd vote for him on the strength of that alone. Who cares what their politics are?
Yeah.
None of it's partisan.
No.
And, you know, it's all in the centre now. There's no characters except for Bob Catter, your mate.
Yeah, my mate.
Another Queenslander. Another dead shit.
Bye week for you, Maxie.
Yes, bye week. We played early on Thursday as well, so we've had a longer sort of bye. We had the whole weekend off.
Yeah, nice.
But then I'm boring a few, but then we played the first game of the next week. So we played Richmond on a Wednesday night, Anzac Eve.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So that's Wednesday next week.
Yes. So it's a bit of a squeeze.
So you just got done. Well, not just got done by Brisbane. How was that one, Max?
The scoreline sort of flatters us a little bit. We were coming late. Maybe an extra five minutes might have been interesting, but the first three quarters were a Brisbane masterclass, to be honest.
Mm. Other than you, I thought you were the head and shoulders best player on the ground for
you're having a massive year, Max.
I'd like to think I'm in a tiny bit of form. I had a good little Adelaide trip.
It's all Australian form.
There's a few rucks going well at the moment.
My
friend out in Fremantle, Luke Jackson started the year house on fire. Roel Marshall from Saints
So how many rucks do they pick for the All-Australian team?
I've been involved in teams that have one and some teams have had two.
You got to have two.
Yeah, but then there's sometimes there's a blitz halves that can... He made it 1 year in 22 where he was sort of that ruck cover. I mean, it's round six, so I'm not really looking at it now.
When do they pick it?
round seven, yeah. So if you have enough form by round seven. No, I think they meet three times a year, four times a year.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an ongoing discussion, yeah. Is it?
To make sure you, like, if they just meet once, they might forget about the early stuff. If that
makes
sense.
Could take notes and stop being so self-indulgent.
Private meeting.
Sounds like a lunch to me.
But as I stress, I'm not thinking about that. No. At this point.
You are watching other games and purely focusing on ruck work. You're keeping an eye on other ruckmen because you recognise that Marshall and Jackson are playing well.
I watch a lot of rucks. That's a bit of my position as well, just to see... I don't like really watching too much vision during the week. I actually just try and watch the game live. So Richmond, I actually watched Nankervis v Bailey Williams yesterday, and I've taken some notes for Nankervis to make sure that I don't have to watch it for the 10 days leading in.
True.
What are the notes? I mean, you don't need to divulge anything, but is it three or four bullet points? Is it he likes to do this?
Yeah, I won't go into it. Was it Riley O'Brien that got caught with the notes on Nick Nat? Yeah.
You said when he accidentally tweeted a notes screenshot that said something to the effect of...
Said he was unfit.
Lazy, yeah, doesn't lazy. Run. Yeah.
Oh, slow down.
He tweeted it. He says his phone broke.
Oh, yeah.
His phone broke and started sending out tweets. Yeah. That can happen.
No, Nank... Nank's an aggressive player. I've played him about 10 to 15 times. I've played him a lot.
So you're well-versed with his game.
Very aggressive. Centre bounce, he can come off as a... I'm going down a rabbit hole that a lot of listeners probably won't love, but can come as a left and a right.
Well, let him go and listen to Fief, you know what I'm saying? If they really don't love it, Fev's over there.
But left and right hand.
Yeah, he plays sort of as both a left and right-hander, which is quite a curveball for rucks.
So you're heading into a bye.
Heading into a bye.
But then you've got the Wednesday night game pre and... Yes. Day next week.
So we've got like a smaller bye than what normal.
Which is okay, isn't it? I mean, says me, who's not having to bash blokes for a living.
We sort of have a longer break after that because we're a Wednesday game.
So Wednesday through to...
Don't know, I think maybe a Saturday.
That'd be good. That'd be
Richmond,
a good break.
Richmond will have a much shorter break than you because, of course, you were Thursday and they played yesterday.
Yep.
Do you think that has any impact?
Well, I mean, we're talking... 13 days v 10 days.
Yeah.
It's still both big breaks. We do have a Saturday night. That's good for me.
That is. You go Wednesday to the Saturday.
Wednesday
that's
Saturday
great.
Against the Cats.
Let's have a look at the round that was. We had you going down on Thursday night. Then we had the Bulldogs Bombers, and the Bombers got up, and the Sharks are circling around Luke Beveridge. That's what I've heard.
That was very close at three-quarter time. I did watch this game. The liver stuff at the end was quite concerning. I've seen stuff like that before, and it's never ended well. Lockie Hunter was telling me that every week so far this year, the sub has been an All-Australian.
I was just about to say that, Max. And people aren't really understanding why that's happening. The suggestion is he got a couple of blokes to the club on the pretext that he'd give them games, and now he's given them games, and it's at the expense of other blokes.
I feel like no one is protected. No one's spot is protected. I kind of like that messaging from a coach. I've just never really seen it before.
No. But also, if you do bring blokes in from other clubs telling them that they're going to play football with your club, you're indebted to them.
Well, Harmsy's not playing. He's. I think he got told that he was probably going to get a go. To be fair, he played round one and got suspended. But I don't know what's happening over there. Although they were playing really good football up until three-quarter time. So they did have a fair bit going right there until the last quarter.
GWS versus St Kilda. This was a tight one.
Didn't get to see it, but they have seen the highlights. That last set of bounce, no matter what team you are, you could have the best. I could have Michael Voss, Simon Black, and Lappin. If you need to save the game, you just don't win that set of bounce.
Yeah.
Saints were always going to win that last set of bounce. It just, no matter what you do, the momentum's against you're trying to save it, so your mindset's a little bit different. You just lose that set of bounce every time. But
does your setup sort of change in that scenario if you were trying to, like, purely from a set of bounce perspective, if you were trying to kick the winning goal?
Yep.
Does anything change structurally?
Yeah, you got a bit going on around the square as well. Your halfbacks and your wingers are doing some fun stuff.
Yeah.
You almost go to your stock, like what you think will win the centre bounce the best way, like the best hit.
Mm.
But then teams know that, so it's like...
Double bluff
sometimes, yeah.
Maybe that's when you need me.
Yeah.
Off the bench.
What would you do for us in there?
Waddle into the centre and shout at blokes.
Yeah. Okay.
Get your head over it, you clown. Yeah.
Attitude and energy, Marty.
Stuff like that.
That could work.
St Kilda were terrible early on in that game. Separate conversation. Carlton, Adelaide get over the line by 2 points.
It was fun to watch.
That was a
I didn't belter. See much of that one. 14-14 plus 16-4. They were accurate.
Rochelle went early and shushed the crowd when they were still down, but it came back and worked out well for him. Who kicked the goal? Rankin? Was it Rankin?
Berry kicked the winner.
Oh, Berry. Rankin had a set shot and missed.
Yeah, yeah. But the margin never got beyond about 3 goals.
No, it was a good game. It was a good game the whole way.
Tex Walker on fire by all reports.
Good to see him back in
time. I think he, because we all, when you have the conversation about best kicks, you go to midfielders and halfbacks a lot. I reckon he's the best kick in the comp.
Mm.
Right and left foot.
Nice.
Who's that?
Tex Walker.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, right and left foot. I reckon he's the best kick in the comp. We just always go to halfbacks because they tend to do a lot more kicking.
Mm. Yeah. Particularly at North.
Yes.
There's a lot of kicking. Sore legs.
But Tex's ability, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You happy, Loz, with Carlton?
Are you happy with North?
Oh.
Wow. I did, Max, was try and include a lady in what had become a men's conversation.
Do you know what?
That's all I did. But this is why it's pointless trying to get the ladies involved.
I am happy with that.
Okay. Well, that's all you had to say.
But also, I was at Chicago. I didn't see any of it.
See? Fair weather supporter, mate.
Twilight production.
Well, no, we missed the end. It started.
Yeah.
No. I can't watch us. I'm a bad fan.
Mm.
Yep.
I'm a really bad fan.
And you're an angry woman. Port Adelaide versus Freo.
They are a hard watch. The last 10 weeks have been...
Cardiac Carlton.
Yeah.
Cardiac Carlton. Is that yours?
No.
I pinched it.
It's not purples, is it? Don't pinch stuff off purple.
He wouldn't mind.
Port Adelaide, Freo, 66 plays 63. Port get over the line there.
Yeah, good game. That was unfortunately not the Channel 7. It was hard to... sort of watch both. I was in between KO and trying to get on. Anyway.
Semantics.
No, it was good. Horn, I would have struggled. I would have struggled from that spot.
Yeah.
5 metres out and he had to snap. I'd probably belly that snap.
The only other interesting one is West Coast beating Richmond. Gold Coast thumped Hawthorn. Geelong absolutely pounded North. Just unwatchable. Don't know what's happening. Emotional about it, obviously.
Just 10-4-64
plays 21-13-139.
That's the interesting one, is that what you...
No, that's just one I wanted to remind myself of how bad we're going. West Coast got over Richmond, a heavily depleted Richmond.
And to be fair, it looked dire early. Richmond were on.
Yeah.
Shire Bolton looked like he's going to kick 10. And then it went the other way. Waterman kicked 6. Elliot Yeo was good. Reed, I like Reed.
Yeah, isn't he a star?
Yeah, and I like the circus around it as well.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I like the whole kissing the jumper and stuff.
Mm.
You got to be careful doing that because you never know where life takes you.
Oh, well, they're one club footballers,
yeah,
Max.
I'm passionate saying I'm a one club player, but you never, in 2 years, that we could get another ruck and they want me out and then
well,
I'm
and
not
you
a one
go
club
up
player.
To the Gold Coast and you do a bit of cocktails and dreams and take the kids up there and sit on the beach for 24 months.
I'm aware Tassie's not far off.
Max gone to the Devils, question mark?
Max
at
gone
37.
To...
It'd be a good story.
It should be the Kelly Slater of Tasmania and play into your 50s.
Just keep going.
Because you can get a game down there.
Pulling the jumper, you're kissing the mat.
Kissing the jumper, you're kissing your new hip.
Imagine if I kissed the Tassie jumper, I'd keep me fit. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I just had a funny thought.
Go on,
bro. What was that? Nah, this is the
Mappetazzi.
We all love kissing the old Mappetazzi.
Yeah,
I did it anyway, Max. Yeah. Good to see you, mate. Enjoy the extended break.
Thank you.
We'll see you anyway, hopefully, or if you need to have a break, whatever.
Actually, I drove in from the coast this morning. I'm down in Blairgowrie.
Oh, nice. Yeah. How was the drive?
I've never listened 6 till 7.
That's a 3 hour, isn't it?
Did you enjoy it?
Three-way.
No, not threesome. That's something else entirely.
That's more an Officeworks thing that you've got going on there.
And 6 from 6.
Top six.
I listen tomorrow.
You should tune in more regularly. I mean, it is your show too.
See you, mate.
See you later.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Alright, it's Monday morning, Marty. It is time for Hookipedia. This is where I read out some facts about someone from their Wikipedia page. You guys just have to answer the simple question, who am I? It's a sale of the century game.
Yeah.
Mm. Last time we played, Marty, you won.
Marty.
Did I?
Yeah,
well done.
Okay. Head to head, I vaguely remember this one being tight.
It is pretty tight. You and Will are both on 4 wins for this year. Lossie, you're on 2.
Uh-huh.
You can make that 3.
Yes, yeah. I can.
You can make it 5.
So could you.
Bang.
First to 2. Best of 3. Ready for the first one? For
Absolutely.
Who am I?
Absolutely.
Right, I was born in 1968 in San Diego in California. I became a professional skateboarder.
Tony Hawk.
Yes, Will.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
Tony
what?
Hawk.
I knew it was Tony
so
Hawk.
Did I.
What, from 68?
Yeah. I just went, San Diego, as soon as you said the word professional, I just didn't say, hey, listen, stick around. I got a million of these stories. Sit tight. Stay in the car, for God's sake. Why are you getting out of the car? Sit out. He's doing his, he should have said Tony Hawk story.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point for you, Will. You can win it here if you get this next one correct. Could be a pass. Wikipedia. Second one, who am I? I was born in 1950. In Ontario, in Canada. And in 1972, I landed my first piece of paid work as an actor, playing a plastic credit card inside a woman's purse in a Charge-X television commercial.
Wow.
What a role. I was encouraged to pursue comedy by some classmates, and I joined an improv group.
Billy Crystal?
No, Marty. The second city in Toronto in 1977, in Ontario as well. In 1978, I secured my feature film debut in the British romantic comedy Lost and Found. And I joined Saturday Night Live for the 1984-85 season, helping
Jim Carrey?
No, William.
It's too old, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was. I thought Jim Carrey, but no. Mm.
Helping to revive the show with my many characters for the season. After doing sketch comedy for several years, I starred in the 1989 comedy Three Amigos, and I was the memorable scene-stealing character Frank in the 1991 remake of Father of the Bride and its sequel. In 2001, I starred as...
Get on with it.
It's Martin Short.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Well done, Loz.
Frank.
Canadian.
One each.
Yeah.
One each.
Said to be dating Meryl Streep, maybe, at the moment. Nice.
Martin Short?
No. Yes, they were starring together in Only Murders in the Building.
No, I'd say, if anything, Meryl's playing Martin Short. She's not dating him. Martin Short? That overacting ham?
Oh.
Well, this is for the win.
I think he's very funny in Father of the Bride 2.
Excuse me?
I think he's very funny.
The guy mincing around overacting.
Yeah, him.
Oh, well, mate, it's not allowed anymore.
If you
want to have a character like that, they have to actually be a character like that.
You got to get this one to stay in.
All right.
Who am I?
Yeah, so calm down.
It's all right.
Bit of focus.
Let me get back on track.
All right, who am I? I was born in Illinois in 1964 and received a guitar from my mum on my 12th birthday and began turning to music and surfing as a source of comfort.
Flea?
No. In 1990, I joined a band, and after signing with Epic Records in 1991, we were forced to change our name but titled our debut album 10, and 10 became one of the best-selling albums of the 1990s. Being certified 13 times platinum, our single Jeremy received Grammy Award nominations for Best Rock Song and Best Hard Rock Performance in 1990.
Eddie Vedder?
Yes, Freddie! Yes.
I didn't want to say it in case I was wrong.
That is a win.
I went early.
That's a win for Will. We are giving you a chance to win tickets to the Pies v Port game this Saturday too at the G. This is a great prize.
Yeah.
Overnight accommodation at the Pullman Melbourne on the Park. That's coming up after 8:30.
Wander down, watch the game, back to the room.
Yeah.
Club sandwich.
Great hotel.
Bang.
Right there.
Enormous game. Port traveling pretty well.
Pies
and Port.
Oh, that'll be a belter.
Mm. Peas.
Yeah. And they have controversy over the jumpers that they like to wear.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I wonder if that'll ease off now that Eddie, the king of jumpers, has gone.
I thought it was Koshy.
Koshy liked to push for
it. Yeah,
but Eddie was just like, no.
Yeah.
And Koshy was like, yes.
Yes. That sums up the whole Port v Collingwood jumper saga. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
The prison bars. We were the prison bars first.
Be careful, mate.
Anyway, you can win that.
Was that Lauren?
After 8:30.
Yeah, that was Lauren.
Lauren?
I don't know who you were pretending to be. That sort of voice stuff is not on, buddy.
Nice.
People are only just realising the sticker on the Imperial Leather Soap Bar has a hidden use. And, of course, anyone our age and above, Troy, will know that Imperial Leather was the only soap that rich people used.
That's right. It was the fancy soap.
Oh, I feel like my nana always had Imperial Leather.
Yeah, well, she would have been fancy.
She must have done all right. She is fancy. She's fancy. Still alive.
If you cared about yourself, you used Imperial Leather.
Yeah. Can you still get Imperial Leather?
Absolutely.
I believe so,
Remember the ads for Imperial Leather?
Silky or something.
No, there was like a spa and they both dived into the spa and...
Oh, I'm thinking of like Tahiti.
A man and
Tahiti
a woman.
Tahiti looks nice.
Yeah.
Is that one? Show me that one. Yeah, Tahiti looks nice. Wasn't that in a spa?
Oh, yeah, and then the...
Yep.
They're in the spa.
Yeah, and they fly off to Tahiti on the plane.
Oh, and they're on the plane.
Yeah.
Oh,
Simon, that's right. Simon, Tahiti looks nice. He's on the phone and calls the pilot.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Wonderful. That was Imperial Leather. And that's how they positioned it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
They positioned it as a man picking up a phone saying, let's organise Tahiti.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a top-end soap.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you can get a 6-pack at Woolworths for $5.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Six of them for $5.30.
Yeah. It's now a soap of the people.
Well, so it should be.
Yeah.
And they've found a price point that they're comfortable with and they are shifting units. an intriguing conversation about the ironclad label was sparked on X.
Yeah.
With one person declaring, if the relationship isn't as strong as that sticker on Imperial Leather Soap, I don't want it.
That sticker is strong.
Well, that sticker's strong for a reason.
Yeah.
It was confirmed by Imperial Leather itself that the sticker on the top is for a long-lasting bar and preventing mushiness.
Oh.
So you sit the sticker down onto the basin and it works as a little stand, a little base.
I love that. It's also going to keep your soap dish from going soapy.
Yes.
Oh,
it prevents mushiness.
Yes.
The concave surface will help the water run out from the bar and minimise the touching surface on the soap tray, which I think we're all trying to do.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ.
10K.
Spin it, DJ.
10 grand on the line every single time we play. And if we give it away, Marty.
Yeah. Where's the prize pool at?
$3,080,000.
Jesus, we're still in the 3 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very generous.
Very generous.
From the Triple M family, as we like to call them. And that's what we are, a big extended family.
Yeah, sure, a big happy family.
One of us falls by the wayside and then you're not part of the family anymore.
Yeah.
And none of us ring you or contact you.
That's not true.
That's not what happens with families.
No. That's what happens with this family.
No, it doesn't. I've rung everyone who...
No, you haven't.
No.
I've been in and out of this family several times and it can be pretty quiet on the outside. Hey, Renee.
Hi.
How are you, mate? Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Renee.
Oh,
my
that's your long.
Oh, my God. I'm going to wet my pants.
You'll be all right. Keep yourself dry.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Renee, are you currently in Geelong?
I am, yes.
Are you a Geelong fan of football?
Not at all, no. Right.
Oh, really? What are you into, Renee?
I'm into the Bombers.
The Bombers.
Good win for you guys. What do you do for a living, Renee?
Interior designer, colour consultant.
Ooh. Colour consultant. Oh, I'd like to have the
beautiful.
I want the buff to go with the cream.
Yeah. What's your favourite colour, Renee?
Blue.
Blue.
Mine too.
Do you have like a favourite paint? Like, is there a favourite white?
Yeah,
is there,
no, like
a paint question. There's no such thing as white. There's 5 million whites.
Yeah, they're all different.
What's your favourite?
White.
Yeah.
Vanilla?
Good answer.
The whitest of white.
There was a white that I was using a lot of.
French vanilla?
No, it was a really bright white.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but stay in the cars. I've got a million of those. I've got a million of those stories. It was a lovely white that I loved.
Not a white.
No, it was white. Do you know, once, Renee, I made the mistake of painting bricks inside the cupboard space with paint? I reckon I put about 16 litres into that cupboard. I don't know where it all went. I knew that bricks were porous, but I had no idea how much work was going to be involved in painting the bricks.
They drink it.
Oh, God almighty.
It's like painting a fence too, a wooden fence. Paling fence does the same thing.
Mm. You've got to do an underlayer, don't you?
Stay out of it, Tegan. Sorry. You're not required.
Dad's a house painter.
Well, he's a house painter and he's not on this show. Renee, who's your favourite band of all time?
Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder.
Aren't we collabing with those guys shortly?
Yeah. Collabing.
Presenting.
Yeah, that'll be a big night. Renee, I'm going to hand you over to the king of the peninsula. I was going to say the king of spin.
The king of spin. Well, he is the king of spin.
Could be.
Sort
king
of. Spin. Yeah.
The king of spin at DJ.
That's good.
The king of spin. DJ. Troy Ellis, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Marty.
Good luck, Renee.
Renee, you ready for it? Song number one?
I'm ready.
We're looking for title and artist. Here it comes.
Something So Strong, Crowded House.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good start, Renee.
Yes.
You are
comes.
Strong.
Good start, Renee.
All right.
What was that song that had Renee in it?
Don't Walk Away, Renee.
Don't Walk Away, Renee.
Of course, Renee knows it.
Yeah. I can't remember who did
it. Who was it by, Renee?
What was it? Weddings, Parties, Anything, was it?
I don't know.
Don't Walk Away, Renee.
Jade?
No. I don't know.
Stephen Stolo? No, that's a...
I can't remember.
Left Bank.
Oh, take There's it easy, mate. There's a lot of protests on today.
Thank you, Gav.
Who was it?
Rick Price.
Rick Price.
Rick.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, I was looking at Walk Away, Renee.
And don't do the Palestinian stuff in the middle of Spin It, DJ. And I don't want to hear about your pro-Israeli stuff anymore either.
Renee, it's ready for song time. Number two?
Well, yeah.
One step close to winning yourself 10 grand here.
Song two.
Song two. Song two now.
Title and artist is what we're looking for. Renee, here it comes. If I have...
Big Audio Dynamite Rush.
Yeah!
Oh,
could we give it away?
First day back
after the break. We're all standing now, Renee. God. You've got our interest. Prior to that, I couldn't have cared less about you, Renee, in any way, shape, or thought. I thought you were a brick and I was drowning slowly. That's been fouled.
That is not the next
song. You were
song.
Just, actually, to be honest, quite annoying. Hey. But here we go, Renee.
It was not. Wow. Well, you could win 10 grand here in seconds, Renee. Renee, are you ready for song number three?
I'm ready.
Okay, good luck. Here it is.
Semisonic Third Eye Blind.
No.
Oh, no, I know what it was.
She knew it. You knew it too. You just said Santa Monica.
Did you know the band, just by the way? You're out of time, but did you know the band?
Santa Monica. No.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
Ever clear.
This one. Good.
Oh, jeez, Renee. You even knew the song.
Thanks.
And you're not annoying.
Oh.
You were lovely.
Yes.
Thanks, Marty.
But you're in Geelong, mate, so it swings and roundabouts.
Yeah. Did you wear your pants?
No.
Good.
Nice. You can walk away, Renee, with your head held high.
Oh. Beautifully done, Troy. Beautifully done. Nice. The king of spin.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
How's this?
Yeah. Yes, tell me.
Our listeners will be familiar with the John Wayne Bobbitt story.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
From the early 90s.
That's
a huge story.
Huge.
John Wayne Bobbitt... in 93, attained notoriety after his then wife, whose name escapes me.
Mm. She had Lorena.
No, it was something like that.
It was.
Oh, Lorena.
Oh, Lorena. Yeah, was it? No, you're close.
Close. You're in the area.
Have another go.
How are you saying it?
Because I looked at it, it's spelt like my name.
Lorena.
Oh, yeah. With an A.
Lorena Wayne Bobbitt.
Wayne Bobbitt.
Wayne.
Lorena Bobbitt. Bobbitt down there and have a look at that for me, sweetheart.
She did.
She certainly did. And she cut his penis off while he was asleep.
Oh, that's right.
And at the time, it was the first of these kind of stories that had ever made sort of mass media.
Yes.
Now they're popping up in Thailand like it's nobody's business. Well, every other day, someone's getting their dong cut off over there.
Yeah, they come across that desk all the time.
And I don't mean Vietnamese. Oh, you know how I feel about the Vietnamese currency. It doesn't make any sense calling a currency after a penis.
Yes.
Why do they call it the schlong? Why did they settle with dong? Give us 15 schlong, will you, mate? It's just lazy from the Vietnamese. John, we're asking the question, have you lost two bits?
Oh, so not just one.
He's lost his penis.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now he's lost all his toes.
What an unfortunate run that he's had.
I guess you could say that.
Yes. Terribly unfortunate to have your penis cut off. I would say, of all the body parts.
And now his toes.
Unfortunate. Mate, you can take my toes any day of the week. Just don't take my penis.
He had it reattached, though, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was his unit.
He had a brief Piotto career, I'm pretty sure, at one point.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh. When he was, trying to make ends meet, literally.
Did you lose two bits? 133353.
Did you lose two bits?
Oh, yeah. It's a hard phoner.
Our friend Rachel, who had an intercockle,
She's lost multiple bits. I mean, you can lose more than one. You might have lost an arm and then a toe.
Yeah.
I mean, have you lost two bits?
John Wayne Bobbitt did an adult film called John Wayne Bobbitt Uncut.
That's right.
Oh,
which is ironic because he was cut so badly.
133353. Did you lose two bits? What happened with his toes?
He's been diagnosed with toxic peripheral polyneuropathy. Neuropathy. After being exposed to contaminated water at Camp Lejeune military base in North Carolina in the late 1980s.
Yeah.
So this has been kicking around. It causes nerve damage to extremities, which has led to the amputation of his toes over a period of several years. The last few digits were removed in 2023, and there's a photo of him there without any digits at all. Mm. Bobbitt, he's 57. God, he's only a bit older than me.
Yeah.
A former Marine said that now he has just two stumps for feet and needs special prosthetic shoes. He does carry on a bit, though, in fairness.
Look at his feet.
They're stumps.
Yeah, they're just stumps.
A toes, I know you need them for balance, but
No, they're pretty important.
I know, but you could lose a toe.
You could lose one toe.
You don't want to lose a little 10. Toe.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
What are you going to count on?
John Wayne Bobbitt is back in the news.
Famously, in 1993, his then wife severed his penis while he was asleep. And if you're in the car, talk to your parents about the seriousness of that.
Yes.
It was just the biggest story in the world.
It was huge.
Yeah. Well, none of us had ever heard of anything like that happening.
How did he survive it?
She famously accused him of abuse.
It's a terrible abuse.
Now, I don't know what had gone on. And then using a kitchen knife, she went to work.
Mm-hmm. While he was sleeping, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just said that.
I can't imagine.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. Sorry.
Alert.
She then jumped in her car and drove to her boss's house, throwing her husband's penis out on the drive into a field.
Wonder why?
Not Marty Field, it was different. Penis into Marty Field. Before calling police and confessing to what she'd done. They located it.
Yeah.
And doctors were able to salvage and reattach it. Mm-hmm. 9 hours of surgery.
Well,
I wonder what they could do that in now. In terms of PBs.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a lot better.
I imagine it's going to be one of the hardest things to reattach to a body. A
lot of vessels.
A lot of things happening to get that guy up and going again.
Yeah. Absolutely. He was able to start a career as a porn star in 2013, and he claims to have slept with more than 70 women. 70 women?
What?
Wow.
Since having it chopped off. Mm.
But 70?
But now he's lost his toes, Marty.
Now he's lost his toes, Troy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, hang on. There's an interesting side note. She was charged with malicious wounding at the trial. And she was later acquitted by reason of temporary insanity. I think that sends the wrong message.
Yeah.
You know, temporary insanity should not allow you to cut your husband's penis off.
No.
Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of penisless guys out there.
Of course. What do you got on Insta, Will? We asked the question, did you lose two bits?
Yes, we had our friend Rach.
Of course,
who had,
our Rach.
Had, yeah, our Rach.
Meningococcal Rach, who we love. And, you know, she's down to, I think, one finger perhaps.
Yeah.
What we call the stirring finger.
But she's got a good attitude. She's got no legs and she went as Lieutenant Dan to a costume party.
That's right. And if you want your drink stirred at a party, Rach is your lady.
Yeah.
She'll drop that finger in there and give it a twizzle for you.
She leans into it.
Yeah.
Of course. She does lean into it.
Well, she can't lean too far into it. Obviously, she'll fall over.
So she just said, two bits, hold my beer, because she's...
Yeah, no, she's great.
I don't get that. Yeah. What's two bits, hold my beer?
Hold my beer is like when you... It's like an easy...
I tried to explain as well. It's very hard.
Like, okay, like if you said to me, oh, geez, forget it.
Hey, good radio. Thanks, mate. Thanks for coming today, by the way. You've been extraordinary.
It's too hard to explain.
It is too hard.
You know how I'm in here and up and about and loving life?
This loving is life. Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Marty, did you have something here that you wanted to talk about?
Yes, I absolutely did. Thank you very much for reminding me.
This is the forum to do it.
An art museum in Munich has fired an employee after he smuggled in one of his own paintings and put it on the gallery wall. Oh, I love this.
Bless him.
Normally we hear about art theft.
Yeah.
This guy's giving back.
Nice.
He told police that he snuck his work into the Pinakothek der Modern Art Museum in München. In München. And he hoped it would be his artistic breakthrough.
Why are the police involved? This doesn't seem criminal.
No. The self-described freelance artist worked in technical service for the museum. Oh, he's like a tech.
Yeah.
Come out, if your computer's busted, that kind of thing.
Mm. Oh.
And he had access to exhibition spaces outside of opening hours.
Right.
Well, you're mad if you don't sneak one of your pieces in.
Yeah.
It's not known how long the painting was there, and the gallery's not released details on what it looks like. That's a shame.
I don't see a crime here.
It's like if a tech decided to come and do some radio here, like at midnight.
You wouldn't even know.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with any of that.
You fine with that?
I'm fine with that.
Art is... I saw a canvas once at the art gallery in Canberra that was just painted black, and I thought, well, that'll do me.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you can just paint a canvas black and hang it up at the National Art Gallery, surely that minimises and belittles the whole world.
It's all about the meaning.
Ugh. And then they talk about application. Apply some of this, mate.
Footy. The fans are loving it.
All right, let's do it. Fact Up Footy for you Monday morning, giving you a chance to win tickets to the Pies v Port game this Saturday at the G with overnight accommodation at the Pullman Melbourne on the Park. Just a stone's throw, Marty, from the sports precinct. Pullman Melbourne on the Park is your go-to destination for sport and events accommodation. Check them out online. Go and have a look. PullmanOnThePark.com.au.
Great bar there.
Yeah.
Underneath.
Great bar.
Yep. Really lovely bar.
Yeah.
You really can just piff a stone.
Yeah.
If you yelled from your balcony, they could hear you at the MCG.
If you lobbed a tennis ball, I don't know about that.
Yes, you could.
If you could get a tennis ball over the Jollymont
over the station.
Rail tracks, if you could get them over that, and hit one of the bitumen paths that runs down to the G.
Bounce past Kevin Bartlett's statue.
I feel like you could get you could certainly get a golf ball there.
I reckon you could yell at night time.
So close.
Good here.
Nice accommodation there after the game. This
Everyone
is great.
Said no.
Well, I'm going to try it.
Looking for a Pies fan and a Port Adelaide fan, Marty.
Declan from Spotswood is on the line. Hello, Declan.
Good morning, team. Welcome back.
Thank you,
mate. Are you Collingwood or Pies? Collingwood or Port?
Pies, Marty.
Pies.
Well done, Declan. Who's your favourite player of all time?
Oh, all time have to be the Rolls-Royce Pendlebury.
Oh, there you go.
Are you worried about him, Declan?
Oh, no, he'll be fine. One more year. 400 games.
Mate, I'm never worried about him. He's just a slow-moving shark.
Yeah.
He's like old mate who we love. Side bottom.
Yeah.
Oh,
just never stops.
They won't stop.
Stops time. People start tackling shadows around him.
Oh, mate. Beautifully said. Shadow tacklers.
Yeah.
Shadow tacklers. yes.
What was that?
The Angels.
Angels it was, yeah.
What was the song, though?
Shadow. Just keep walking. No.
Shadow boxers. Shadow tacklers. Peter is in Mount Waverley. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
I'm very happy this comes to fruition.
Oh, wouldn't it be a great prize? Night at the Pullman. Throw a golf ball / tennis ball down to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? A night away
morning.
From the kids.
Yeah.
Recording Port Adelaide. I'll throw that tennis ball as far as it can go.
Well done.
Test out my yelling theory. Petra.
Yeah, you can test
I'll
out
Loz.
Send your partner down to the G and see if he can hear you. How old are the kids, Peter?
Oh, I have 19, 16, and 12.
Yeah,
you've
got to
get out of there. You've got to get,
you need
for your own
away.
Sanity, you've got to get out of there.
19, you can look after the 12-year-old for the
totally.
Night. Yeah, if the 19-year-old wasn't a dead shit.
He'll be too busy worrying about his dream team.
Nice little sleep in the next morning too.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. May I ask, why do you go for Port Adelaide?
From Adelaide originally. Yeah, I have lived in Melbourne now for longer. My husband and family have tried to get me over to North Melbourne, but my heart still lies with Port.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah, well, I respect that you won't jump off.
You can't change teams.
No.
You cannot.
I don't respect people who change teams.
Oh, no. In search of a flag.
I know.
I'll equally support North.
Of course. Yes, exactly. I'm the same with the Tigers at my joint. I love the Tigers. They're a great club.
Yep.
But I'm not supporting them.
No. You'd wear a scarf if you went to the game
and
it wasn't North.
No.
Oh, really?
No, then you don't support them. Now you're just making stuff up. I'm not going to wear another team's scarf.
Not if they're playing North.
No, never.
Like, never? Oh, no. I would wear a D's scarf if I was going to football with Lockie and it wasn't D's Carlton.
Are you joking?
Wow.
I like the D's.
I've got my Tasmania Devils Foundation membership sticker arriving this week.
And you've got a beautiful map of Tassie.
Thank you.
Is that map of Tassie?
Best of three. First to two here. We got some footy questions, Marty.
Declan v. Peter. Yeah. Here we go. Best of three, first to two. This is for a great prize at the Pullman. And head on down. Oh, we've done all that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Name as your buzzer or just shout out the answer?
Name as your buzzer. Yeah. Let's do name as your buzzer, I reckon.
Here we go. Name as your buzzer. Declan v. Peter. Shout out your name if you think you know the answer. Which player reached their 100-goal milestone on Thursday night? Thursday night.
Mm.
Thursday night. Thursday night.
No answers.
No.
Buzz them out.
I think it's a buzz.
Very hard.
It was Max Gawn.
He's a great warrior, Max Gawn. You won't see anything apart from 100% effort. And that's his 100th career goal. One of the great ruckmen of the modern era, Max Gawn.
Sure is. Who
did
we had in this morning.
That?
No,
well,
we didn't.
We
no, we spoke about him potentially getting there.
If you missed the chat with Max, get the podcast today, of course. Mm.
Question two, Declan v. Peter. Here we go. Which player currently sits atop the Coleman medal tally?
Declan.
Damn.
Oh, no. Mental blank. He's from GWS. I can't think of his name.
No.
Peter.
Peter?
Nothing, Peter?
No, nothing.
These are tough.
It was Jesse Hogan. Second goal.
He puts it through. I never get that.
Yeah, I know.
Nice. From Hogan.
But then maybe you shouldn't win.
Kicked the most goals.
Touché.
There's no points on the board here, so this is for the win, Marty.
This is for the win, or else we're going to tie breaks.
Correct.
Which is fun.
That's right.
Which Geelong player is Stevie J referring to here?
He's the best kick inside 50 in the AFL at the moment.
Declan.
Yes, Declan. Yeah.
Jeremy Cameron.
Bang! Yes! Declan!
There you go.
You beauty.
You beauty.
Good job, Declan.
Sorry, Peter.
Peter, you sound so heartbroken. I tell you what, we'll give you plenty of time to think about the loss.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
Loz, what do you got?
I had to swallow.
Oh.
But just very quickly, we were talking about...
Isolate that for a minute.
Very quickly, I'm a lady, about dong
Dong, the Vietnamese dong.
Yeah. So the full words would be Dong Tien, and Dong means coin and Tien means money. They're not just saying dong.
Coin money.
Coin money.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that, I've never understood why it was called dong.
Yeah.
No. And I suggested the alternative, schlong.
No. During On This Day, we spoke about Notre Dame.
Yes.
2019, the Paris Cathedral, Notre Dame, catches fire.
Apparently it's going to take like 40 or 50 years to repair it.
So 5 years after the fire,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral is expected to be finished by the end of this year.
Oh, right.
Oh, I thought they finished it. No, nearing completion.
They said it's near. They've had like a kind of sort of mass there for the anniversary, but it'll be completely restored, they think, by December.
I got that wrong. So,
yeah. No, it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter that you got it wrong.
Yeah.
It's Notre Dame.
Yeah.
One of the most overrated sites in the world.
It is beautiful.
Oh, is it?
During On This Day, we also spoke about the first McDonald's.
1955, Ray Kroc opens his first McDonald's restaurant in DePlain, Illinois.
DePlain?
DePlain.
Well, thank you, Ray.
DePlain!
But I don't believe that's the first one because he inherited it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, from the McDonald's brothers or something.
So he was kind of the first franchisee.
Yeah,
who took on a franchise. So the first McDonald's was actually opened in 1940 in California.
Mm.
It's still in operation, but it's kind of obviously completely new.
Mm.
The DePlain's restaurant marked the beginning of future CEO Kroc's involvement with the firm. It opened under the franchising company McDonald's Systems Incorporated, which became McDonald's Corporations. After he purchased the McDonald's brothers' stake in the firm.
Oh, that's who Michael Keaton was playing in the film.
Ray Kroc, yeah.
So he was impressed by Richard and Maurice's, who had purchased eight of his milkshake machines in their McDonald's. Mm. And he was like so impressed with how they worked the McDonald's. So then he was like, well, I want to open my own. Don't you dare!
Wow, pull the fader down, Troy. What is happening over there? You know we're on.
I'm not doing this anymore. Okay. Do you know how much work I put into this through the show?
Too much. And you know what you should have done? Edit.
One more before we go, because Marty's on a timetable.
One more. All right, off you go.
We also spoke about Titanic.
Yes.
The interesting thing is, with the loss of lives believed to be between 1,490 and 1,635.
Big range.
It's a big range, isn't it?
Mm.
Who had the passenger manifest?
Someone must have. Any cabin crew?
Yes. I couldn't count.
Well, never mind. I guess you just never know the reason. I'm not telling you.
Hey, can you finish the McDonald's stuff?
No.
Obviously, I'm joking.
Have a great Monday. We will leave you with this, which may become one of our new favourite grabs.
I had to swallow.
Thank you.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Backhand's back.
Quick backhand because we're after, we've got a little bit of time pressure.
Yeah, we've got some time pressure over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
I've got other responsibilities that unfortunately need me to get out of the building.
What's your map saying right now, Marty?
Oh, let's check. The other thing is feel free to push on without me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It won't be as good.
12 minutes.
12 minutes. That's okay.
Because
there was some political thing that might be happening this morning, but hopefully that hasn't impacted.
The numbers don't seem that strong.
Yeah. Our Rach.
Our Rach says,
She sent through a link to the Urban Dictionary definition of hold my beer. So this is a good way of summarising.
Right, because people may or may not have heard Our Rach talking on the show today. And she goes, hold our beer.
What? Missing two bits. Hold my beer.
Because it means like she's the best at it. It's like, you think you've got two missing bits? You should see my two missing bits.
And Our Rach has a lot of missing bits.
Missing legs.
After having meningococcal.
Yeah.
So hold my beer is used to express an individual's boastful intent to outdo another person as an act of sport or competitiveness expressed immediately after hearing about their achievement. It is frequently used sarcastically or ironically. For example, coworker one, did you hear that Dan got fired for setting Mike's chair on fire? Coworker two, hold my beer, I'm going to have a go at it.
Yeah, I'll have a go.
No, I get it.
Yeah,
right.
That was a bad example.
But it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Hold my beer. I like it.
Yeah. No, it's good.
It's good.
It's a good meme. Jack has sent through.
Are you
Jack? No, different Jack. I hope you don't mind, but I need to share a photo of my brother's mate who got a nail from a nail gun to the face on Friday.
Ooh, excuse me?
Boy,
excuse
to
me?
The face?
A nail gun?
How's he managed this?
So this is going back about two or three Fridays when we were on. And these are some shocking images of a man that has a nail in his face. Oh, it's gone straight through his nose. It almost looks like a piercing.
Through his nose?
Yeah, it looks like he's intended this to happen. So he was working...
Oh my Christ.
He was working below the apprentice
when
he shot the nail gun on an angle.
Why hasn't he gone to the hospital yet? Why is he taking it so long?
Yeah, that looks like the next day.
He's just chilling out.
Has it gone through his lip
It's gone through just slightly off the bridge of his nose.
It went through his lip.
Through his nostril. And it's like, gone down through his nostril and into his lip, and it's pushing. It's trying to push through the bottom of his lip.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good literally, shot, Vaughny.
He's literally gone and changed. Like, he's had some change to change his outfit.
Well, he's had a change. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to wear that shirt with a nail in your nose.
Yeah, no. Mate, we're not going to get that out today. You go home, rest up.
You go home, rest up.
Oh, that's horrendous.
And it's gone through his nose and his lip like it's the stick in the club sandwich or something.
Yes, it's the toothpick.
Yeah.
Do you just grab a set of pliers at home?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Nah, you shouldn't pull out foreign objects that have been stabbed into you, Marty, because you could lose blood.
Well, you should have told yourself that through your 20s.
You did make your bed for yourself there. Bringing up foreign objects.
Oh, it's so hard. Thank you, Troy. But you shouldn't put foreign objects.
That's what I said to you for years. Stop stabbing yourself with foreign objects.
Stop doing it.
Oh, you can talk, Troy.
I know. The king of foreign objects.
I should have said it to you.
Yeah. Sure enough.
This is fun. This is from Liz. This is a dog. It's almost lawn porn adjacent.
Okay.
An update for you. This is Lenny. Remember Lenny, the dog with the backyard?
You've got.
Look at the time.
I gotta go.
All right, last one. Lenny, the dog, they've finished the lawn.
Lenny.
He's touching lawn for the first time.
Oh, he's gonna have a big wee on there. Look at him go.
He's gonna roll.
Lenny.
He's got zoomies.
Oh, zoomies.
Once he realised it was safe, he was off.
Oh, my God, he's so cute.
Look at him. He's so like, happy. Jesus Christ, thank you, guys. Yeah.
Do you remember this backyard? Yeah. They had the rabbit warren
That's
or
right.
something in the...
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at him.
It was.
Oh, he's loving it.
He's so
happy. Oh, my God,
happy.
He's so sweet.
Why can't life always be like
Nothing's ever made me that happy in my life.
A retriever discovering grass.
I know.
Oh, that's
or the beach. A lot of dogs get excited the first time they go to the beach.
Like, the first time I took Noni to the beach, he was trotting down and kept looking up at me like,
When we took the young kids, and I mean young kids, to the beach, you know, 18 months, they would touch the sand and they were like,
oh, what's this?
What is this? Sensory experience.
And then my eldest started eating sand.
Yeah.
Oh. Like it was sugar.
Yeah, yum.
And I didn't stop her.
How are her poops?
Sandy.
Yeah.
Like the Gobi
Desert.
Can we
just see the one thing that Will was going to show us the thing?
Cole lost his toes in an accident and then later lost his foot and then sent this through. God. And it looks like he has been eaten by piranhas.
Oh, God.
That is revolting.
What happened to that man's foot?
Motorbike accident.
Oh my God.
He's just scraped that foot to the bone.
That's the worst we've ever seen.
Is it?
That's just
bone. Are you kidding?
That looks revolting. So fake. It looks...
Oh, look at the toes. They're just busted off.
So unnatural
that
I don't
like
even...
It's like something from The Living Dead.
It's like Willy in The Simpsons is burnt to the... Friday the 13th.
Oh,
God.
Get in touch with us anytime.
Thank God it was him and not us.
Sorry, Insta at Marty Sheik Golf Show. We'll chat to you next time from Triple M. Oh, who could be hosting ACA tonight?
Marty Sheik Golf.
Carl Stefanovic.
Barack Obama.
That's what I was forgetting, Marty.
Hello, I'm a Giuseppe.
I'm a Giuseppe.
Special for you.
The Dolce.
The Marty Sheik Golf Show.
Triple M.